And I've made an executive decision here for our radio show.
Oh, wow.
We will go ahead and talk to people who are fat. If they call in, we will talk to them. Because it's obvious that after that ABC news story about how parents of obese children will not help them buy cars, are less likely to help them buy cars or help them move forward in their lives, we feel like we need to lift you up and help you a little bit. So you may go ahead and call us even if you are overweight. Yeah, no, well, overweight.
Fat!
We need to be sensitive.
Fat!
Benson Mule Days in Benson, North Carolina.
We need to make a
weekend.
Phone call.
Yeah, we might do that.
Mm-hmm. We need to talk to Miss Mule.
By the way, it's...
Yeah, you think they have a beauty contest?
I'm going to tell
Miss
you
Mule
what they...
Days?
Well, you know...
She's a good kid, but she's homely as a mule. I think she's in.
You can't do that. That's not... That's wrong. That's to use... To say... That, how many mule huggers out there would be offended by that?
You better hug carefully, my friend.
Yeah, mule hugger. True. Didn't Frankie Lane sing
There's
that?
There's a schedule right
exactly.
there.
Right. Right.
He was scheduled
one.
To
yeah.
play.
Oh, yeah.
Sing.
The Miss Benson pageant is
yeah,
what it is.
That's it. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, that sounds like a cell phone ring.
It does, doesn't it? We'll see what's happening.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. It's a radio station in Texas. Will you talk to us about Benson Mule Days?
I'm probably not an expert, but yes, sir.
Oh, that, well, who
listen,
is, you
hey,
know?
We're not even experts,
no.
Okay? We do a radio show, and we're not experts. Tell me your first name.
Wayne.
Wayne, listen, tell us, first of all, where is Benson, North Carolina?
It is probably 25 minutes east of Raleigh,
all
capital
right.
North Carolina.
Oh, I've been not too far. I've been west of Raleigh. I've been to Durham before. Beautiful country.
That's right.
Oh, so you're not far from the coast then, right?
100 miles.
Oh, okay.
How's the weather going to be this weekend, Wayne?
It's a little bit hot for this time of year. It's somewhere around 89, 90, 92.
Yeah.
And it's usually around 80. So
I got you.
Mules a little bit hot.
Yeah, the mules don't like that, do they?
Well, it just depends on the mule, I guess.
All right, now tell me.
words to live by right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, probably right.
Yeah.
Now, Wayne, obviously there are mules all over the country. How is it that Benson was able to lasso this mule days here to be in y'all's part of the world?
I think it started with one man during a fall festival, a fall harvest time.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out west and found out something about Mule Day. He was out west buying cattle or something.
And he said, let's
and
bring it
back
and make it happen.
He
huh?
says, yeah. you know, back then, the, people bragged about the mules pulling.
Yeah.
Have so much weight and being so fast and being so... nice looking,
yeah.
The best looking team,
yeah.
And what he did is he put together a little competition and
sure.
said, "Let's see."
Wow.
So it lasted a Saturday, and
So now wait,
Saturday morning. And,
go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Wayne.
Yes,
I know what you said, but you're kind of coming off as an expert on this Mule Days thing.
No,
you know
no, I've lived here all my life. So,
what do you do for a living, Wayne?
Pardon me.
What do you do for a living, Wayne?
I am in law enforcement.
Oh, there you
okay.
go.
So what is your current law enforcement position? Are you with the sheriff's department or the police department? Or
police department.
Oh, okay.
I actually work for the city of Raleigh.
Well, so
oh,
now,
okay.
Why did they put your number down here? I mean, I'm glad you know what you're talking about, but, I mean, I got your number as the expert here on because you've lived there all your life, you say?
Yes, sir.
What's the population of Benson when y'all aren't muling over there?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe 8,000.
Oh man, so it's a little town. All right,
is anything tie in with the football game tonight? Is the team at home or are they playing on the road?
Not sure.
Okay.
What's their nickname?
Which one?
Benson. Does Benson have a high school?
Yeah, South Johnson, Johnson County.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And they're South Johnson Trojans.
They're not the Mules. Now it says,
no.
Well, the reason why we asked that, Wayne, is because I don't know if we're in College Station, Texas, is where we are,
okay,
which is where Texas A&M University is. But now, way up in the Panhandle, there's Muleshoe, Texas. Have you ever heard of Muleshoe?
No, sir, I have not.
They are the Muleshoe Mules.
Yeah,
and there is I had an aunt and uncle that lived not too far from there, and they actually have a statue of a mule in Muleshoe, Texas.
How about that?
Well, and it commemorates what all the mule did to help settle the West. So I know exactly where you're coming from, man.
So now, it says here there's a coon jumping. Now, what in the world does that mean?
Well, I'm not sure about that one.
Oh, all right. Okay, now
I haven't heard about that competition.
All right, okay. Then we got the human braying competition.
I'm not sure about that. I know
Now you're coming off as not an expert.
We may be wrong. We may have the wrong.
Are you sure you're looking at the right schedule there, Scott?
That wasn't last year's schedule.
We got mule pullings and
I've got the schedule here in front
race
of us.
And
are there a lot of food booths, Wayne?
Pardon me?
Food booths, so where vendors can get food.
Lots of vendors, lots of crafts out here.
Yeah.
Now, Wayne, I know
lots of what out there?
Crafts.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Wayne, I know you're in law enforcement in Raleigh. You're not on duty right now, are you?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, and I also notice here that the carnival is from noon to midnight. Do you have to work security for that, or can you go and have a leisurely outing with your family?
No, I'm not working. So
there you go.
They have two rodeos that go on down here also.
Now, are you pulling anything or running anything in the parade on Saturday?
No, sir.
Okay.
My boy's on the football team, and he'll be on the parade one of the floats.
Hey, all right. What position does he play?
Well, he switches up.
We know exactly.
Hey, brother, we're in Texas. We play six man out here sometimes. So we can relate to that. Hey, listen, Wayne, I hope it stays nice for you as far as rain's concerned. Y'all sounds like you'd use some cooler weather, but enjoy Benson Mule Days, and thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. There you go.
You know, that makes
me a little nervous when we make a random phone call and we end up getting a cop.
Yeah, really?
That's the definition of a good old boy there.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, I love their accents. North
Carolina accents are awesome. Hey, and, you know, he's right. It's going to be hot as blue blazes today. Yes. And it's 95. It's going to be 95 in Benson today. But now it's going to cool off because according to this, they're going to have them. We got us a cold front moving through, too. Did you see that Sunday forecast?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. 59 degrees for low temperature on Sunday night. Going to have a wind shift.
Yeah, the lows aren't going to get out of the 60s at night starting Saturday, but then on Sunday it'll be 78. But now it's supposed to rain starting Sunday, so they'll probably be glad that it's over by then. Yeah. So.
Hello.
I used to live in Raleigh and would go out to the Mule Days. That's a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah, my mother-in-law came out one time and won second place for Maine.
Thank you.
I'm guessing the first part of that story was true.
I was going to say the second part probably wasn't true. The first part, I guess it probably was.
And his mother-in-law don't live here.
You can say that again.
Don't listen to the radio.
Yeah, his wife doesn't listen. So.
Again. What are the odds?
Our listeners are awesome.
All right, so let's move our focus from North Carolina down to South Carolina now. Get on down there into the Palmetto State, and our story here is about a South Carolina woman who's eating pig's feet in bed and accidentally cut her friend on the arm.
With a foot?
I don't know. Just think about that for a minute.
You're eating pig's feet in bed.
Every element of that.
Obviously, there's a jar involved.
Yeah. 52-year-old woman told police she accidentally cut a friend in the forearm with a knife on Sunday night as they sat in bed eating pig's feet.
Oh, she was kind of rooting it out there.
Shockingly, both she and the friend were intoxicated. Okay, there's nothing like getting lit up and then sitting down on a bed and eating pig's feet.
Let's go lay on the bed and eat pig's feet. I'll tell you what, that's tall cotton right there.
I tell you what.
That's tall cotton.
Did they bring a napkin to bed? Or
no. No. That's what you got a pillowcase for, Scott.
Yeah.
I guess so. All right, so I think we've mentioned this four or five times, so we ought to mention it at least one more time, that Opa's headed to Australia. I don't know if you've heard
of that.
Yeah,
and if you were at her show, you get to go with
her. Yeah, right. So anyway, there's some folks who are, just having a good time out there, and there's woodworking and stuff like that, and let's see. Here we go. People are trying to launch their careers with Oprah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And an Australian, you ready? Body painter is going to ask Oprah if she can paint her body.
Oh, yeah?
She's going to ask Oprah to put on a bikini.
You know, depending on what time of year this is, you may need a lot of paint.
Well, I don't know how I don't know how she's looking right now.
She's in a husky.
Is she?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah, I think she's pretty much given up on that.
All right. Go buy Ace and pick up an extra gallon of paint then.
Uh-huh.
Head on over.
I mean, an extra roller.
And then what are you going to paint her as? You know what I'm saying?
No, I think
then
you just go ahead and get one of those, you know, get somebody with a spray rig.
Yeah.
Employers, give your employees a break. A massage break. Licensed massage therapist John Giller will come to your business with his portable massage chair. No disrobings required. For only $60 an hour, 4 employees can each receive a 15-minute Swedish back massage, or 6 employees can each receive a 10-minute massage. Call John Giller at 324-1575. 324-1575. Your employees will love you. That's 324-1575.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and bugs since 1947.
724 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Becky Wade's here this morning from Opus. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
We want to have you in because, hey, things start tomorrow night.
They do. Yeah. We're very excited. We've got the Manhattan Transfer coming in, and these guys are just amazing. They're 10-time Grammy winners.
40 years?
40
is that
years.
Right?
It's their 40th yeah. anniversary.
Yeah.
And they're really going to be focusing on their newest release, which was released in 2009, the Chick Corea songbook.
Oh, wow.
So they'll
okay.
be playing lots of tunes from that and just kind of mixing it up, their own version of it. And but they're professionals. They are going to throw out all the big guns of their old hits.
One of my favorite shows is CBS Sunday Morning. I guess it's 5-6 months ago they did a story on them as they reached their 40th anniversary. Just
uh-huh.
the idea. It's the same folks.
Yeah,
they haven't changed.
Exactly.
It's the same four
same
people. And to listen to, and you know, go to YouTube and I guess you got a little video on the website. You
have,
yep,
absolutely.
You know, can go hear what these people do. And if you haven't heard them, or you haven't heard the commercials. They are just as soon as they start singing, you know. I mean, you know exactly. That's the Manhattan Transfer.
Exactly.
And so anyway, tickets still available?
Tickets still available. Tickets range anywhere from $32 to $64. We've got some great student special discounts for students, not just for A&M students, high school students as well that are jazz lovers, so they can come on out.
And if you already got none, you can order online?
You can order online at mscopus.org,
mm-hmm.
and you can call the box office at 979-845-1234.
Okay, so that's coming up tomorrow night. Then what's the next performance?
The next performance is the American Bluegrass Masters on October 14th.
Okay, so and tickets available for all that. And you can see the whole schedule, main stage, also the Opus Junior, and the Intimate Gatherings, which is kind of a neat deal.
Absolutely.
The whole season kicking off tomorrow with Manhattan Transfer. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.
You bet. News Talk 1620 WTAW.